But first, the Homeland Security Department has some room for improvement in its quadrennial Homeland Security Review. The Government Accountability Office has some suggestions to do that. David Maurer is the Director of Homeland Security and Justice Issues at GAO and joins me to talk about the QHSR. David, good to talk to you again. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you very much, Francis. Glad to be here.
The 9/11 Commission Act of 2007 was the genesis of the QHSR, Quadrennial Homeland Security Review. Talk about GAO's involvement with looking at this process.
Well, after the 9/11 Act was passed, we were asked by different congressional requesters to take a look at how well DHS did in implementing the requirements of the act. Did they carry out the congressional intent? And more importantly than that, did the QHSR lead to changes in how DHS did its business to be more centrally focused on the key missions and objectives of the department?
You looked at a couple elements here. The extent to which DHS consulted with stakeholders in developing the QHSR. Who are the stakeholders in something like this?
It's a variety of different players. Many of those people are folks within DHS and in other federal agencies who play a leading role in securing the homeland. So it's across what they call the Homeland Security Enterprise within the federal government. But it also includes state and local officials who would play and have played an important role in addressing homeland security threats over the years, as well as individuals in the private sector and other organizations as well. DHS wanted to reach out to all these different stakeholders to get input on what their overall approach should be for addressing homeland security risks.
You also looked at how DHS conducted a risk assessment to see exactly what they were up against. How did you look at that element of it?
Well, as it turns out, that's a really difficult thing to get your arms around. There are a lot of different risk assessments that have been undertaken by DHS looking at specific areas, so specific to the maritime environment or nuclear or bio or chem and so forth. But they still don't have one that cuts across all those different threats and tries to rack and stack them in a way that can be used to help inform policy decisions.
We'll talk some more about that one in just a moment. The third element that you looked at in this report was how DHS developed their priorities, how they prioritized all of the things that should go into the QHSR, and pretty comprehensive look at what they included there. How did you decide what specifically you wanted to look at when it came to the QHSR?
Well, we wanted to get a better understanding of the process that DHS undertook to come up with their priority initiatives. So in other words, going from determining what should be done in Homeland Security to figuring out how it should be done and whether they had those capabilities leads to several initiatives that DHS felt they needed to undertake. So we looked at how they came up with that list and whether that list was informed by relative risk assessments.
All right, let's look at what you found when you talked to the stakeholders. What specifically did they tell you about their experience in dealing with DHS to put this review together?
I think on the whole, the overall comments were generally positive. There was definitely an appreciation of both the magnitude of the task that DHS faced as well as the tight time frames that they were under. So most stakeholders understood that and appreciated the fact that the DHS made the effort to reach out to them. But, having said that, there are some areas we found that DHS could improve on. You know, first, like a lot of other areas of federal government, it'd be great if there was more time for consultation. This was done rather quickly. So we recommended that DHS figure out a way to give stakeholders more time to have input into the process. Second, we think that DHS could do a better job of reaching out to the non-federal stakeholders, in other words, the state and local and private sector officials who play a very important role in addressing homeland security risks. And third, we think that DHS could do a better job of defining the different responsibilities of the various stakeholders. In other words, do a better job of explaining in the next version of the QHSR what the other federal agencies and state and locals and private sector officials, what role they play in addressing overall homeland security risks.
When you talk about the time that DHS took, did they not take enough time because they had some sort of deadline to hit, or because this was a new process, or just because that was kind of the nature of things?
I think it's a combination of all of the above. They were required by statute to have the QHSR completed by the end of 2009. Now, of course, that coincided with the first year of the Obama administration, so a lot of the planning and the lead-up to the development of the QHSR itself took place under the Bush administration. So when you're taking on something like this on a seam between different administrations, there are some political challenges there. Secondly, there's just the sheer number of stakeholders involved was a daunting task. And third, just the breadth of what they were trying to do was pretty humongous. I mean, it goes beyond just DHS, and DHS itself is, you know, $56 billion in budgetary authority and over 200,000 employees. And when you add on to that what Department of Justice and HHS and DOD and everyone else is doing in Homeland Security, you're talking about a lot of people and a lot of money and a lot of different efforts.
The recommendation that you're making as far as talking to the stakeholders that are outside the federal government, this is something that DHS and component agencies of DHS have struggled with or at least faced challenges with since before there was even a DHS, right? This is not a new thing.
This is definitely not a new thing. I mean, you know, there are, you know, thousands of state and local government entities that, you know, could be consulted on these things. And when you throw in the private sector and some of the organizations as well, it gets into some pretty daunting figures. But having said that, it's important for DHS to improve upon what it did for the future for the first QHSR.